dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Steady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wish with hot models. We got them. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day!
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. Y'all know how we do it every Wednesday. We bring you the Hump Day After Dusk edition. And so, yes, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It goes through that now every Wednesday here. And heck, you never know what we might do. Of course, again, as a reminder, this is the second week of the new format for those of y'all that are new to the bit. That's where we shorted down to 1 hour, so there was no longer be the all-music hour anymore. It would just be strictly a regular show like we do every Monday. And also check out the other two shows. Every Tuesday, we have a very hot show for you, and that's hosted by my girl Mala Angela, my girl Houston Riri, and my girl Desi. That's hosted by them every Tuesday, and then every other Thursday, we have a Real Soul Radio, and that's hosted by Goldie Honey, DJ Chase of Semi-Automatic, and yours truly. So there you go. There's a million different ways, you know, to support, man. If you can't make one day, there's a million other days to hear great programming every day. And if you haven't missed any of the shows, you can check them out at blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, CEDDYJ. Also, go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and you'll find it on there. And also the Beyond Pod podcasting app. You can find the Play Store, Google Play Store. Download that, and you can find Dust Spot Radio Network on there. And also many other places like Mass Media Radio Network, the shows are syndicated on there. It's a lot, man. So definitely a lot of different ways you can get involved in supporting the show and enjoying the show. And also, too, always remember you can always favorite the show, so that way it will remind you when the show comes on and you won't miss a beat. So as far as today's show, what we got coming on the menu today, we got, man, so much, man. We got my girl Carter Blues and We Chop coming through today, radio personality Carter Blue. And she supports the show heavy, man, supports what we got going on. She's known for doing Girl Talk Thursdays on Blast Your Thoughts Radio. And I'm the Carter Blue Takeover on the Smoother Dude show on Friday. So, hey, man, that, and she also works really hard in the industry every day, jumping up mixtapes, all kind of stuff. So you'll be able to get more information on that today as far as more about her on the show. We're going to be talking about, again, the entertainment industry with her, behind the scenes, some of the hidden talents she has, and how she seems to keep a great dominance in this, as a female in this industry. So definitely, man, y'all stay tuned for that interview. And also remember, you can always call in at 347-202-0389 anytime you want to share feedback or in discussion, or call in to show some support. So there you go. Now, got that out of the way. go ahead and get into a little bit of news. Now, first off, I would like to just sit back and relax and help you all marinate with me for a moment. I have tried to tell you people a million times. Jay-Z said it best, which is ironic because this is what the story is about. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. This definitely came into play because, A, believe none of what you hear because everybody just run around with hearsay, making up stuff or what happened, and believe half of what you see. What you see, it doesn't tell you the whole story of what happened. But the way it's starting to all kind of add up, I've been trying to tell you people, man, that woman was inebriated, and that's why she's acting crazy. It just came from a party, and people drinking, they do stupid stuff, including acting a fool in the elevator. And a lot of people, you know, they just couldn't wrap their head around the fact that, oh my God, he has a point there. You know, it's not as bad, it's not as crazy as it is. And everybody making it such a big conspiracy theory. Jay-Z must have hit Beyonce or something, so that's why he was tripping. Told y'all how it went, how it is. Simple as that, man. You can't sell the story no more than that. I give it to you cut and dry exactly how it happened. And I wasn't in the elevator altogether. Getting what happened, I wasn't there pre-elevator or post-elevator, so I can't tell you exactly. But just going off of what I see, half of what I see, makes sense. That is, because, I mean, it just look at how everything transpired. I'm sorry, this is no way that this stuff just happened with somebody that was completely sober. So, oh, my God, man, it's just crazy. And shout out to the people who, it's just so crazy, man. You really don't have any privacy anymore. And when people don't realize this, they do this kind of stuff, they push celebrities more and more into a shell of not wanting to talk to people and whatnot because they're always trying to, you know, they can't just be themselves. And people want to turn things bigger than what they are. So, heck, Jay-Z, Beyonce, man, hope y'all get through it. Solange, hope you get through it. Man, it's just ridiculous, and then somebody got paid off. Of course, that's how it usually happens. Somebody got paid off of TMZ for security camera footage, and it's just annoying. And this is just sometimes when I hate these gossip columns because I understand if the world is strong on one to know every little detail of things, but sometimes we are just so quick to just take something and not make sure we got complete behind the scenes. We got complete proof of what happened and why it transpired before we let it run around and go rampant. It's so thirsty to hurry up and get quick dollar and quick attention. Like, I'm so tired of 15 seconds of fame, 15 seconds of fame, 15 seconds of fame, over and over. Like, come on, people. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go into a music break. That's what we do best. And I'm glad we had to get that off our chest and let y'all know that. I just told like it is. This track is going to bring to you now by QT Jazz. This is featuring East Citizen Back Up Off the Wall. And then we'll be back. We have my girl Carter Boots turning up with us.
Your backup. when I turn around, he wanna beep it. Do your dance, get popping on the beat. Don't be a square, hold it on, step and beat. Enough is the motto. Party, what we having? The thing on deck, like somebody up batting. And the music up loud, so there's no time for that chatting. And more people coming through the front door, like what's happening. So announcements to the board. If you got that bass, then you know I got the treble. Blessing in your face, yep.
Drop it. I'm popping rubber bands just to see you pop it. I'm a young businessman feeling like a Russell. So for opening up my door, I do not have to move a muscle. I just walk in to the VIP. They don't add me to CID. Since I'm the king, I get a waiter $100 for the TIP. Turn up, I done this. I told you that I run this. I'm too real, I'm too swag. If you imagine that, too bad. Eyes popping like who's that? When I pulled up in that blue jack, I fly jet, then I cruise back. On any beat, I bruise that. The way I spit these lyrics, it should be against the law. Shooty jazz, tell them get they back up on the wall.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah, and we're back. Yeah, so it was my girl QT Jazz featuring with the boy Issa. And that was Back Up Off the Wall right here on Life at Lust Lives. Hump Day After Dusk, Wednesdays. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we got my girl Carter Blue checking in a couple minutes. And we're going to turn up with her, man. But before we do that, I wanted to go ahead and talk about another quick story. And that is, if you haven't got to already, man, check out that, man, if you're a person like me who is so strong on, man, seeing what happens with a lot of these comic movies, they just released the other day pictures of the new Batmobile, and I also want to look at the new Batman, looking at the new outfit and whatnot. And it's pretty nice, man. I still have my reservations about Ben Affleck, and not because of Daredevil, because unlike everybody else, I personally make Daredevil a little weird at first, how it would just kind of flow together, but I personally liked it. And sure, I think it's going to be, I'm looking forward to see how it's all going to transpire, because you can't just be so quick to judge right away. I mean, just look at, your boy from, and I'm telling you, I'm so mad, Chris Evans, there we go. Chris Evans, who was in Fantastic Four and also in Fantastic Four, the Rise of the Silver Surfer, in the Marvel Parallel Universe, they had him play Captain America, which he does a lot better. He on his whole acting skills better, everything. He was more convincing as Captain America versus Johnny Storm. And this is what I personally think was what the problem was. I don't necessarily think that it was his acting per se. I just think, he did a decent job, but I think he's more convincing as the American hero, the person who stands up for right versus being the kind of cocky asshole that he has to be as playing Johnny Storm. So it's such a different way of looking at it. And definitely, man, it's good to see that different element to it. So, yes, man, definitely, man. I'm blown away. I can't wait to see. And I think they got the trailer for the new Flash. You know, CW has this thing about bringing all the DC comics on there. You know, they've had Smallville, and then did Arrow, now they're doing Flash. So I'm going to check the trailer later, and you got to see how that is, man. See, it's going to be promising. I mean, sometimes the trailer don't tell you enough. But, shoot, man, it's about that time, man. And we'll go ahead and welcome to the show, which is no, she really needs no introduction because he's showing love so much times. But, for those of you who are new to me, man, I will welcome to the show who, I don't think she knows what's about to happen to her. My girl, Carter Blue.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Sorry, I'm late. Yeah.
I know. Nothing much, man. I'm pretty cool. I can't complain. I can't wait for people to get off of this whole Beyonce, Jay-Z, Solange crap. It's kind of burning me out because people are so ill-informed and go off of anything. And I try to tell them, I was like, man, y'all reading too much into that. That woman was drunk or whatever. You can tell that wasn't just like, hey, I'm just gonna fight somebody because that looked like some drunken type of stuff. So people doing
right.
The most.
Right. I mean, like, you gotta think about it. It is, people are always gonna, that's what happens when your name is out there. You know, people gonna do whatever it is that they wanna do anyway. Anything to be all up in somebody's business, they're gonna do whatever it takes to be nosy. That's what happens when your name is out there, regardless. You know what I mean? So, price of fame.
So yep. But shoot, we're gonna get into you some more. First off, man, we're gonna go in a little order. Your name, Carter Blue. What made you call the name Carter Blue?
Okay, well, Carter Blue. Okay, so Carter Blue came from Blue is actually my middle name.
Ah.
Yeah, and Carter actually came from my previous marriage. So. And that's how I got the name Carter Blue because it was my Twitter name. And so, yeah. But when I actually did Blog Talk with Blast Your Thoughts and Smooth the Dude, they went by my Twitter name. So that's how they end up putting my name out there. They went by my Twitter name. So, yeah.
I learned something new every day. I know some people are probably so naive because that wasn't what I was thinking as far as this what I'm about to say now. But what you just said, I didn't see. I was like, Carter's like her middle name or something. But now I know that Blue is your middle name. And I know some people are like, oh, is she trying to be like Blue Ivy Carter or whatever? I'm pretty sure there were some idiots that thought that.
Right. Yeah, you got some idiots out there, but I mean, we support them in some form or fashion, you know.
I don't know, because people it drives me nuts to call me Saturday Entertainment. That's cool and all, but I wouldn't be set apart. That's Saturday Entertainment. No, it's Saturday J. Two different people.
Yeah. I support dummies from a distance. I'm not going to judge them completely. You know. I'm good.
Right. I feel you on that. So what makes Wax C led you? I know you were talking about what made you go by the name and kind of you jump into the time machine of saying because of the shows. Like, what led you to get into doing the entertainment industry in the first place? And was that always something you wanted to do?
Okay, so actually, what led me to doing this? Okay, so back in high school, I actually was signed to Interscope Records. You know, I was an artist at one point in time. I was a singer / rapper. You know, I did that for a little while. And then
was it code? That's a question right now. Was it code?
Huh?
Were you code is the question. Did you have some lyrics?
I guess so because they signed me. So, I mean...
I was saying, if everybody signed me.
I guess I was. So, I mean, I didn't really, like, do it for the fame. I did it because, you know, it was something that I loved to do, you know, as far as entertainment goes. You know, I always wanted to be in the spotlight. I've always I actually did poetry. And I love music. You know, music has always been my passion. And that's how I got in the entertainment business. But as far as Blog Talk goes, when I actually started out with Blast Your Thoughts and Smooth the Dude Show, I actually came to Blast at one point and asked him, I came to him with an idea of having an all-girls takeover, you know, where all the female artists, and it was a big hit, you know. And then later that day he had tweeted saying, come up with a name for your show. And so I had to call him. I was like, are you serious? So he gave me my own show. Him and Smooth the Dude gave me my own show. So that's how I ended up, you know, doing radio, which I'm very happy, you know. Shout out to them, you know. They gave me my stardom. So,
right. And those of y'all don't know, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but reminder, you know, shows he's talking about, Girl Talk Thursdays, is on Blasher, Thoughts Radio, and then the Carter Blue Takeover is on Fridays on the Smooth to Do Show.
Yes, it is. Where we talk about everything and anything. Anything goes, pretty much. No filter, no filter.
Oh, Lord. Okay, go ahead, music.
Right? I'm just saying, ain't no filter with me. But I'm known to be, like, the man-hater, quote-unquote, you know. So, I don't know. But... you know, but I mean, like I said, I'm very happy and I'm very blessed, you know, that I actually have a team that actually believed in me, that gave me something to believe in, you know, even when I didn't, you know. And it's already been a year, and the year went by really fast. So and then actually, what actually started this whole thing, Maturi did. Which is my brother. At the time, I was managing him, and that's how I got introduced to Blast Your Thoughts and Smooth the Dude. You know, I was a listener at one point in time, and then I guess they were trying to figure out who I was, so I was managing him at one point in time, and you know, so they loved what I did. You know, they seen that, you know, my hustle was that I worked really hard, you know, and here I am today.
Now, I mean, because here's the thing. For those that don't know who's just hearing the voice, like, Carter Blue is like, I don't think she gave herself enough credit for reading with all this, but she won the baddest chick on my Facebook friends list.
Hands down. And so,
oh,
you know, with that, you know, how do you, and especially when you're a beautiful woman in the industry, how do you tend to be able to keep that dominance or be able to still get that respect from everybody else in the industry, especially when it comes to the males, you know, taking you seriously as a female in the industry?
Thank you for the compliment, for one thing. But second, honestly, I look at it like this, you know, because me being a female, you know, I, in a dominant male perspective, you know, I have to make sure men take me serious, because, you know, a lot of men don't like taking females serious. You know, you gotta go around, you know, you gotta pretty much kiss men's ass, pretty much. And that's not what I'm about. You know, if you're not gonna take me serious, I'm not gonna sit there and mess with you. You know, I'm about my business before anything. So, and I deserve respect. You know, if you're not gonna respect me, I don't wanna do business with you. And that's my first thing that I tell everybody. You know, if you're not gonna respect me, I don't wanna mess with you and I don't wanna do business with you. But if you know, that goes for any female, you know, because there are women out there that are about their business and men don't wanna take them serious because they just see a pretty face. There, underneath all that pretty face, there are very intellectual women out there that have to fight for what they want, and you know, they got to make people see, like, I'm not just another pretty face. You're going to remember the name Carter Blue, and you're going to see what I'm about. So that's how I look at it. So, I mean, that's just me, you know, and I take my craft very serious, and I'm willing to network with everybody. You know, I give everybody the platform because I believe blessing everybody else that, you know, that came my way, you know, I bless those who bless me. So, but I like helping people, you know, and I want to see everybody succeed. And I want people's dreams to happen. But men, as far as men go, I don't take them serious. I don't. I love y'all, but I don't take y'all serious. Really. With the crickets? Really, with the crickets?
I mean, it's like getting close to summertime, but crickets tend to come out in the summertime.
No, but I mean, like I said, like, I mean, like, you know, it's, to me, like, men or women have to stand their ground. They got to know what they want. And I know what I stand for. And for people to take me serious, I got to make sure people understand who I am as far as business. I'm a very business-minded person. And all that play stuff comes later. You know, I'm a very well-rounded person. I'm a very intellectual person. And, you know, I'm about business first, you know, and I'm willing to do what I, you know, I like doing business. You know, I like meeting people. I like hanging out with people. I like to get to know people. But if you there's just certain boundaries I set for myself whenever I meet people. So, sorry, fellas.
Okay. before we go to another song break, I had two questions I want to ask before we go into that. And you can answer them once you answer them now, though. But one is, what's the greatest moment you've had so far doing the show? Like, the most memorable thing that's happened to you? And what's, like, the craziest thing someone's ever said to you on the air? And when I say crazy, I mean, like, in a bad way. What's the worst thing someone's ever said to you?
Well, let's see. The craziest thing that people have said to me on the show, I want to say, let me see. I mean, I did argue with somebody on the show because they didn't like what I said about their music, so it kind of pissed them off. You know, I try to be very honest as possible because, you know, I feel like, you know, whenever you have music, and I try to put the best out there, you know, I try to put good music out there. And I try to give everybody, you know, a platform to stand on, you know, because I got my big break. But somebody didn't like what I said. And I don't know. They just don't like me. I don't know how people like me. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know why, but people tend to like me for some reason. I guess because I'm honest. I try to be anyways. So the craziest thing that they said was they were arguing with me. I forgot his name. I think his name was, I forgot his name. Well, anyways, he didn't like what I said, so he got pissed off at me, and I had to hang up on the show. I hung up on my own damn show. So, because I got real pissed off because I was getting pissed. I was getting really mad, so I hung up on my own damn show.
That's fucking real. Now, what would you say was like your greatest moment that you had on there?
The greatest moments? Every day that I'm on the show is a great memory for me. You know, like I said, I meet a lot of people. I meet a lot of people, from artists to magazines to, radio personalities. I meet a lot of people. So to me, every day that I'm on the show, I meet a lot of people. To me, it's a great thing to me. So I like doing what I do, and it's fun for me. I don't look at it as just a job. I look at it, I have fun doing it. So I like meeting people. And then, matter of fact, I met you, and matter of fact, I was actually featured in one of your magazines. Shout out to you, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was issue number three of Him and Canvas.
Yeah. Yes. And then, I'm really excited that, and then we're going to do a photo shoot, which you're making me do. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, we'll talk about that a little bit. Let's look at the second part. I was holding beta that. Everybody got to hear that. So we're going to talk that a little more. We are going to a quick song break, and then we come back. We go. I'll chop up some more with you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, y'all. This is my boy Away from the UK. I'm gonna play this track by him. It's called Getaway, which is getting so much love. First of all, the dudes in the UK show so much. This is what I like to see. Show so much support. Respecting the DJs, man. Respect the DJs. They're playing them over in the mainstream radio stations over there, and we're playing them here on this show. Going to try to get some more shows to get involved in playing this music. Do got some hot music, and I'm starting Monday. We'll be doing a giveaway every week, to where he's going to be giving an autographed hard copy of his new album that just came out. Right. So, y'all stay tuned for that. That's something I'm telling you. You can't ask no more than that. Somebody from the UK support like that is big. Here we go. Y'all just get away.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. Got nowhere to hide, yeah. Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. The only thing that I need right now is for a better day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day!
Yeah. And we're back for back right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. And we got the beautiful, talented Carter Blue in the building.
I'm all right.
All right. Whatever. I got time for that. I can say it, but she can say it better than me.
I'm okay.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Come on. But yeah, so go into a little more. Since it is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. Now, what we do to our guests on Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays, we have a segment called Naughty Moments of the Week. That's where we put our guests on blast.
Uh-oh.
And they had to share some of the naughtiest things they have ever done. So, we're going to throw it at you. So, what are a few of the naughtiest things that you have ever done? We're going to put you on the clock to think about it. So hold on. Think on it. Again, the question is, what are some of the naughtiest things that you have ever done? Think on it.
Okay. I got
think
it.
On it. Think on it. Think on it. Think on it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, again, question again is, what are some of the naughtiest things you have ever done? Part of this, and again, this is Naughty Moments of the Week, everybody. Let's do it.
All right. Well, the naughtiest thing I've done it in a jacuzzi before.
Oh, okay. How did this transpire, the jacuzzi?
Well, let's just say one thing led to another, and then,
y'all the only people in this area? Or did y'all, like, just get renegade and say, you know what, if it?
No. Actually, it was at night time, and, you know, we were just hanging out, and then, one thing led to another, and then that's what happened.
Now, did y'all just sneak in there? Because I had a swimming pool incident one time, and I had to sneak into the pool area to even get in the pool, get in the jacuzzi and pool in the first place, that was even a thought. So, did you have to sneak into there? I know,
no,
I had to
was,
jump a spit to get into this freaking area.
No, it was at my old complex a couple years ago. And, that's what happened. So, and then it was actually right after me and my ex-husband actually got separated or whatever, and we were like friends or whatever, and then so we ended up doing it. He was drunk, I was drinking, and
I was drinking.
Surfboarding. But don't tell nobody.
Everybody knows that it's out there. Okay, so you have any more interested on Naughty Moments?
But Carter Blue is actually a good girl. So despite whatever I say right now, I'm a good girl. I'm a very, very good girl.
I'm putting this comment. She's a good girl. She's naughty at the right moment. Did I set that up right?
Yeah. You said it at the right moment. You said it right. Absolutely right. But I'm a good girl. I'm only naughty when I have to be. But according to people, quote unquote, I get what I want when I want it. Let's just say,
wow.
Let's just put it.
What's so new there?
Like yeah. So, yeah, let's just say that. So, I get what I want when I want it. You can't tell me no, because that's just going to make me do what I got to do to get what I want.
Okay, we're committing that. No crickets on that.
Yeah, no crickets. Absolutely no crickets.
Okay, so now as far as, you know, the transition of having that transitional period, how was that transition of, you know, going from being married and then being single, or if you even are still single? You know, going through that transition, like, how was that transition? How did you make that transition? A lot of people, you know, hey, out here, man, especially when you're in the world of Facebook and Twitter and everybody, I really talking about they lonely. I need a boo, sign a color buddy agreement, all this other stuff. How did you make that transition? And they would be sane in a world that all everybody talked about.
Okay, so what happened is, actually, it was really hard for me, you know. My mother used to always tell me, you know, well, she used my government name, but she said, you know, you need to go out there and go hang out with people, because I don't like people. And, you know, she used to say, because I used to seclude myself from everybody. And this is before I started radio and, you know, doing all this other stuff. You know, the transition was really hard for me, you know, because I'm a single mother of three, and it was really, really hard for me. You know, I had to pretty much do everything on my own. I mean, I was doing it before on my own, before it transpired to me being, you know, a single parent. But it was hard. You know, domestic violence, I don't ever approve of that ever happening to anybody. You know, I put up with a lot of shit. But it was hard, you know. And I came from an abusive marriage. And, you know, I think that's why I really didn't like to go out on dates. I think that's why I didn't go out and hang out with everybody, and why I didn't party all the time, and I didn't really hang out with my sisters because they like to go clubbing all the time, and I didn't. So my thing was, I'd always stay home with my kids, and because my kids were my main priority, and which I love my kids with that, you know what I mean? And
you don't see you. It's a lot of times these days. Some of these girls, Lord, don't give me a headache. you see them off in the pictures. I'm already partying. I mean, seriously. I mean, you can have fun, but when that's all you do, and you got kids, you ain't getting paid to do this all done. I don't see if you're getting paid for it, but you just doing this because get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you know what? That's funny because, you know, I actually thought that there have been times where I was depressed, and there were times where I couldn't deal with my emotions because I was lonely. Don't get me wrong. You know, there were times because I was so caught up in my comfort zone where I was used to having somebody there and to be with every night. But in actuality, it wasn't what I really wanted, you know. But to the women out there that's doing it on their own and who just have a man for decorations, you can do better than that. You know what I mean? You deserve more. And, you know, you deserve men that treat you right and don't settle for less. you know, and to the men out there that, you know, they deserve good women, and they have them. You know, you just got to know what you will accept and what you will not. So what I told my ex-husband is, it's either you're going to change or you're not. And if you don't, I'm leaving you. That's it. And apparently he left. No, actually, I told him I left, and it got to a, you know, transpired to a big-ass fight. But I got lonely, and I hate being alone. So that's why I'd always stick with my kids, because I'd rather be with my kids than out partying all the time and getting drunk and getting stupid wasted and getting high and doing stupid shit that I really had no business doing, which wasn't going to benefit me in the long run anyways. So I figured, okay, well, my kids mean the world to me anyways. So I'm a mom first, you know, so that's what I end up doing, you know, taking care of my kids. So, which was hard, you know, there were nights where I cried myself to sleep. I didn't know how to deal with it. So, and plus, you know, yeah, like I said, it was hard. It was very, very hard for me. I didn't know how to deal with it. But, you know, I wasn't the type to put my business out there. I didn't like talking to my family because family makes shit worse. They always make it worse for me for some reason. My family's full of drama. I love them, but they just full of drama. I didn't like telling them nothing. I always kept things to myself. They didn't know what was going on, so I kept everything to myself.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I mean, for those, because a lot of people don't realize that, man. They see, because it's funny, like with you and myself, you know, this. And I don't have the same story or whatever, some different things, but people don't believe, because we're all so, because we're so happy, you know, and they see us happy and so giddy, and I was just so full of life over everything we do, they think that we never went through nothing. But that's what you got, in order to enjoy the sunshine, you got to understand how, you got to know how to come up on top after you've been through the storm, and people don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's weird to put it this way, but sometimes God puts us through some stuff that He knows we can come through, and then we end up being a beacon of, you know, of being able to help somebody that might be going through that situation, or help them prevent themselves from ending up in those situations.
Mhm. Exactly. And then, you know what? It's so funny. Well, it's not actually funny, but. And then on top of that, you know, I do have a health issue, which is actually, I'm an epileptic person. I will be starting a foundation soon for people that have epilepsy. You know, I actually started, I had that after my third child. So that actually had a lot to deal with also. So, you know, that, you know, over the years it started taking toll on my body. So I had to learn how to readjust myself and not always trigger being stressed out, because, you know, the crying, the feeling lonely, depressed, that's what my kids were for, you know. And my kids always, they were my comfort zone. You know, and I love them for that, because they always made sure that mommy was okay, even though I had to put this big face on, acting like, you know, nothing bothered me. But my kids knew, hey, mommy isn't feeling well, but they made life worth living for. And seeing them, like seeing the kids, They inspired me to do better. And that's how I became, that's why I ended up doing the stuff that I'm doing now, you know. So, and I think kids make a big impact on people's lives and they don't even know it. Shout out to the kids.
children of the future, teach and write and lead the way.
Shout out to the kids.
Set the chocolate. All right, so, you know, just I'm kind of leaving with this, man, kind of for advice for anybody that's, you know, especially to ladies that's out there trying to get into it. What do you recommend to people out there who is really seriously trying to get into the entertainment industry? What do you recommend they do to get started and be able to have longevity and take it serious?
Okay. So for the women out there, what I recommend, stand your ground and know who you are. And you are going to be there. You have to know that, you know, there are going to be men that's going to be trying to sleep with you, to get in bed with you, or whatever the case is. But you have to know what you will stand for, what you will fall for, or otherwise you'll fall for anything, you know. And you got to let them know, hey, I'm not going to sleep with you trying to get to where I need to be, you know. And you have to be a business-minded woman. Otherwise, nobody's going to take you serious. Otherwise, you're just going to be known as the person that slept her way to the top. Do you really want that? Do you really want your name to be known as the person that slept her way to the top? Because there are women that actually do that. And it's sad. You know, they feel like that's the way to go about doing things, and it's not. You have to have respect for yourself. How are you going to expect somebody else to respect you and you don't even respect yourself enough to not do that? You know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, you have to have enough respect for yourself before somebody else can respect you. But my best advice is, love yourself, keep God first, always try to stay positive no matter how bad things may seem, always keep positive people around you, and like I said, once again, you got to stay around business-minded people, otherwise you won't get to where you need to be. That's why, you know what I'm saying, that's why I changed my circle. That's why I have business-minded people around me, because I need to advance as a person, as a businesswoman, and you know what I'm saying? That way everything will all be okay. Everything will be okay. That way you've got to learn. You'll learn. You can't learn nothing if you're not learning from anybody.
Definitely. Now you kind of talked about this before, the song rate, as far as the photo shoot. So, kind of going, so I'm going to kind of set the premise of what's going on with that. You know, if we're in the works of putting something together, everybody. Basically, what I'm doing is Carpool's gonna be one of the first of many. I'm gonna do this with. It's gonna be with somebody who's not necessarily a model. Because a lot of people don't realize that you don't need to be a model to take beautiful pictures and all of the other good stuff. Because I do it all the time, you know. Just I can add models to my name because I do it so much now. But anyways, it's actually gonna be a promoting on DustSpot.com. It'll be also along those lines. And also promoting her as a radio personality, just giving back some, just because, you know, collaborating and being able to cross promote each other's brands and helping somebody, man. And, you know, it just, you know, I've been here in the bush about this for a long time. Like, I remember a long time ago, I was like, you should go for it. So, I don't know. And now you're a little more open to it now. Whereas when I first asked you, rather like months ago, you're like, "Come on now, how now?"
So yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I am very self-conscious about my body. You know what I mean? And you know how when usually males, they be like, oh my God, you got to be naked and all this other stuff. And that's what my biggest thing was, like, do I really want to do this? I mean, although I would love to, but I'm not that comfortable. I'm not that comfortable. But yeah, so like I said, like I, you know, once again, shout out to you, you know, for giving me that stepping stool, you know, and pushing me to become a better businesswoman and business minded also, you know, you had a lot to play in that, so shout out to you. Love you, Daddy.
Well, I appreciate you. You know, you definitely support him. But, and, you know, it was fun being interviewed on your show. And, you know, being able to have you on here, too, you know, just paying for it and supporting, man. You know, just really, and it's just fun because, you know, a lot of people who may not know some of the back behind-the-scenes stories, you know, it felt like we was on 2020. You know, they basically got some stuff for realizing that, hey, not everything's perfect. You know, and understanding, right. Hey, that's, but at the end of the day, that still is what states you, is what makes you great, too, is that the fact that you're able to still be able to be a beacon of hope and still have the other, have that great warm personality built around after all the craziness has happened. So, yeah,
right.
I definitely big you up for that. And to get for coming to the show, it's definitely a pleasure having you. But definitely, go ahead and let everybody know how they can, on this show, here on our show, we call it, instead of saying follow, this is the difference. Anybody can follow somebody.
Right.
You know, everybody go press the follow button on Twitter, anybody go press the like button on Facebook, and that's it. We
right.
on here, we call it stalking. Because stalking, you can give a stalker, you give a person that will follow the hell out of it. Not only follow you, they keep up what you got going on, and they let you know, hey, I'm here. I'm here letting you know that I'm following you. Bam.
Right.
They will support you to the end of time. So,
right.
That being said, how can everybody stalk you?
Okay, well, you can stalk me. You can find me on Blast Your Thoughts Radio. You know, we are on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. My show is Girl Talk Thursday with my girl Dawn Dutchess on Blast Your Thoughts Radio. That's from 8 to 10 Central Standard Time, and the number to the show is 323-693-3021. You can also stalk me on my Facebook under Carter Blue. You know, and then Twitter, you know, Carter Blue, and then also on my Instagram. Yeah, I had to think about it. My Instagram, okay, let's see, it's LUV34EVA Love Blue Forever, you know, that's me. And then also, I will be hosting auditions for No Days Off also. So any artists that want radio play and that want to be a part of the No Days Off mixtape, you know, please submit your music to Carter, CarterShynon at gmail.com. Please properly label your music in MP3 form only and along with the bio. And then also you can catch me on Smooth the Dude Show and Carter Blue Takeover on Fridays. But we're on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays also. Shout out to the whole money team. I love you guys. Oh,
I'm going to be nosy. I've never asked this.
Uh-huh.
What are you mixed with? Because I have been mean to ask that, and now it's a master on the show.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so from what I'm told I have Filipino, German, black, a very small percentage. Let's see, some other crap. I don't know. But I just mainly go by Filipino, Pacific Islander.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what, and I was like, yeah, she, I was like, either it's Hawaiian, Guam, Guamanese, it's something. I was like, God darn it. And now you can confirm
it.
Now I know I'm not crazy no more.
You know what? I always get that all the time, like Guam or Hawaiian or, you know, I always get that. It's funny. I think it's funny. But by the way, people, Pacific Islander and Hawaiian is two different cultures, so they're two different things.
I know that. One reason I know that because at work I had to always ask people, are you blah 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 blah? And sometimes around this time when I think. Where I would be calling people in Guam and stuff, and people tell me they speak Tagalog.
Yeah, Tagalog, yeah. And you know what's so funny?
Yeah.
I just want to speak that.
All right, I get some cool points today.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you after the show. Let's go. Let's get it. Mahakita to you guys, you know. Just thought I'd tell you that. That means I love you guys, but if y'all didn't know that. So, yeah. I'm bilingual, sort of.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Ooh,
not
good.
Really, but it's kind of like Spanish. I'm too dang Americanized, so that doesn't really help me. But it's kind of similar to Spanish, so. Yeah, but I know a few. So
yes. Again, thank you for coming to the show. I want to remind everybody, if y'all missed any parts of the show, y'all know y'all can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/WJ. Also, go to iTunes, type in Desktop Radio Network or iTunes. It's free to listen to the show on there. And you can listen to it on Beyond Pod. As you can find it on the Google Play Store. Download the app and look for Just About Radio Network. Bam! Let you add the show on there and let you listen to the show, catch up, whatever. And look for today's show. Look for the one that says Carter Blue, radio personality Carter Blue. And you'll be able to find it, man. All right.
Yeah.
I can't call it. I think.
Yeah. Google stalk me.
All right,
and then
Care Bear,
I believe you can find. Did you just call me Care Bear? Really? Oh God. Yeah, I'm gonna kick dope ass
there.
I'm gonna kick dope ass for saying that shit. He started that, by the way. I'm gonna really whoop his ass for that.
I threw that out there on purpose. That's a mess of
you. I see. Yeah, but make sure you know you guys check me out on Girl Talk Thursday on Blush Your Thoughts Radio. Like once again, the number is 323-693-3021, and then also the Carter Blue Takeover on Fridays on the Smooth to Do Show is 213-943-3478. And again, my email address is Carter, CarterShyNon@gmail.com. And Facebook and Twitter is also Carter Blue. Make sure, you know, you hit me up. And please don't send nothing stupid. Don't send stupid shit to me. Like, I have to tell people that because I get stupid shit all the time. Matter of fact, I got, like, somebody that actually sent me some crazy shit to my email, like some porno type thing, and I'm like, wow.
Oh, this is your dick pic.
Huh?
They sent you one of them dick pics.
Yeah, and I'm like, really? Like, seriously? Okay. I'm going to need you guys to get a life and stop doing that shit to me. So,
you don't ever want dick pics. You want to learn something today? I'm giving you some giving a nugget today on Hump Day at the Desk Wednesday. You don't send a woman a dick pic unless she is inviting a dick pic. And inviting means not because you think she wants.
Yeah,
you think
Don't do it. But come on. Like, men, have some freaking respect for your.
Oh. Call the police, sir. Okay, yes, we lost him. Go ahead and remind you guys, man. I know how we end off every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk with your boy, Steady J. Man, y'all make sure y'all check out, man, our shows, man, Monday through Thursday. There she goes. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And we remind everybody the public service announcement, we need to tell y'all every hump day after this. That's, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Responsibly, people. Responsibly. Can't go around sleeping everybody.
Right. You gotta make somebody earn it. And then when they earn it, you make sure you do it responsibly, too. Also, make sure you give them the best ride of their life. Okay, I'm good. Okay, we out, y'all. Peace.